You're listening to the Organize My Thoughts podcast, where we teach you how to get out of your head so you can execute the vision. I am your host, Kyla Jackson. Let's get started. Hello, family, and welcome back to another episode of the Organize My Thoughts podcast. I am your host, Kyla Jackson, and I am so excited to be back with another episode. Today, we're going to be talking about rejection sensitivity in business. This is a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and it actually came up a few weeks ago in a conversation I was having with my client, and I realized how sensitive entrepreneurship can be. And through that conversation, I realized how important it is to discuss this topic, because in the beginning of entrepreneurship, even as you continue on, you're going to face so much rejection. And even as believers, we have this idea that just because God gave us the idea that we're instantly going to see fruit. And that is not always true. So a big part of this entrepreneurship process is endurance. And it's facing that rejection and still deciding to show up and be consistent. And honestly, it's hard because a lot of the times we are showing up, we're planting these seeds, and we're not seeing that fruit. So it's easy to get discouraged. It's not like when you're in a 9-to-5 and at the end of your 40-hour work week, you receive your reward, which is in a form of a paycheck. In entrepreneurship, you could be putting in the work for years and still not even receive the fruit that you thought you would see. But it's about enduring and trusting the vision that God gave you, that if he gave it to you, that he also prepared an audience for it. So in this episode, I just want to share some of my experience with that. I want to talk about what the Bible says about overcoming rejection and endurance and patience and all of these different things that are involved. And we're going to give some practical examples and tips that you can use in your own entrepreneurship journey. Now, before we get deeper into today's episode, I want to remind you guys to go ahead and take my free quiz called Are You a Starter, Staller, or Slayer? This will help you to identify where you stand when it comes to executing a business idea. And once you take the quiz, you're actually going to get access to one of my free trainings called Idea to Income, which will help you to execute your business idea without overthinking. Okay, we have things to do, people to serve, and people are waiting on you. So we need to get past all of these different barriers that keep us stuck inside of our heads. So the link for that is in the description box below. Alrighty, now it's time to transition to one of my favorite segments of the podcast, the Clarity Cafe. This is the segment of the podcast where you guys can submit questions about your entrepreneurship journey, about executing and getting out of your head. And you can actually use the form in the description box or the show notes to do that. So let's go ahead and hop right in. Today's question comes from our sis, Grace Ann, and she says, I feel like I don't know exactly what God wants. There are several business ideas I have. I have no issue with website setup and implementation. Marketing is my biggest obstacle. Content creation is super exhausting for me. Anything I think I can mentally manage is something that would be done in batches, and they would look a bit repetitive. The other content creation I can muster is to do reposts, but I can't build a brand on other people's content. I've tried ads, but actually didn't get any sales. I got one family sale and the order got lost in shipping, and this discouraged me greatly. So I stopped because I believe if God wanted it to work, he would have made my first order ship through successfully. However, this idea nags me constantly, and now it's in the form of digital products. And again, the marketing is a huge hurdle. I haven't figured out how to market it. It's digital art. I need ideas on how to do marketing that I can do on a daily basis, be original, and not bore people. Looking forward to your answer. Thank you so much, Grace Ann, for submitting your question to the Clarity Cafe. This question stood out to me for so many reasons, but the main thing that stood out to me about everything that you said was the discouragement that you experience after not getting any sales from the ads, and then also the discouragement that you face when your order got lost in the mail from your family sale. And you said something that really stood out to me that I want to address because I believe a lot of people experience this before I even answer the second part of your question. You said that you got discouraged and you felt like if God wanted it to work, then he would have made your first order successful. And this is one of the things that stopped you from continuing on your marketing process. And I think a lot of us experience this, especially in the beginning stages of entrepreneurship, where we get so excited when God gives us the idea. We start executing, we get everything, all of the visual elements set up, like the website, the branding, the colors. But when it actually comes to the sale, if we don't get the results that we want in the timing that we thought, we usually get discouraged at even the slightest obstacle and maybe even decide that maybe we heard God wrong, or if he wanted it to work, then it would have worked. And so I'm just going to end here. And I wanted to address this because I believe that's a lie from the enemy. And a part of it is everything that we see online. We see so many overnight successes and people who are talking about how they made millions of dollars in 3 minutes. And we start to subconsciously develop this idea that if I have an idea and I start executing, then I should start to see immediate fruit. And that is not true. Many of the people that we see online have endured and tested and launched things and failed, launched more things and failed, and they've learned from those mistakes. And now, a couple years later, they are now able to share how they got on the other side of that. But all we see are the headlines where they made thousands of dollars overnight with one simple strategy. And so this mindset is so dangerous because even as believers, we know that God can do things in an instant. We know the God of a quick turnaround. We know the God who can bless the works of our hands at lightning speed. However, if he chooses not to do that, it doesn't mean that he's trying to harm you. It doesn't mean that you've done something wrong. This is just a part of the business process. Endurance is a part of being an entrepreneur. And so don't get discouraged even if you don't get sales immediately. A lot of entrepreneurship is about marketing. It's more than just creating the product and launching it. Marketing is the part that takes the most time. You have to develop an audience that is ready and willing to buy, and that takes time. It takes time to build community. Even when you're doing ads, right? You have to make sure that those ads are targeted to the right people. Sometimes it's not always an internal issue or even a faith issue. It just comes down from marketing and sales strategy. And those are the things that we have to get comfortable with when it comes to business. I know the ideas that we have feel so personal and they feel like these beautiful visions from God, but at the end of the day, there are still business things that need to be done. And so you're not the only one who has experienced that. I have launched so many products in the beginning stages of entrepreneurship and was fully convinced that I was going to sell out overnight, and that did not happen. And many times I did get discouraged, but I want you to know that you're not alone. You are in the vast sea of many entrepreneurs, and it is okay. It's a part of this process that you're going to have to embrace. You didn't hear God wrong, and all the ideas that you have, there's a time and a season. Sometimes you can launch something and it doesn't pick up until later, and that's just a part of the process, right? This is a part of trial and error and growing and learning. So give yourself some grace and pick back up where you started. Now, the next part of your question talks about marketing ideas, and while I don't know the specifics of the idea that you have, I know that you mentioned it's digital art. Your question was about ideas that you can do for marketing on a daily basis and be original and not bore people. I always like to say, first of all, that there's nothing new under the sun. So it's okay to grab inspiration. And I think a lot of people discount going to the Holy Spirit for marketing ideas. The Holy Spirit is an infinite source of creativity, right? He creates things that never existed before. So if you haven't already, just spent some time in the secret place with the Lord and asked him, Lord, how can I market this particular business idea that you've given me, right? And sit with him and see what he says and start implementing it. I always like to remind my clients when it comes to marketing that you can't be afraid to be repetitive, right? A part of marketing is putting out the same message over and over again in different ways, but eventually you're going to be repeating yourself and that's okay. So I recommend just starting with being consistent, and then you can build your creativity as you go. It's better to put something out that you can actually improve and refine later than to put nothing out and to remain in that paralyzed place. The simplest way that you can start marketing your digital art is to show people the behind the scenes. People love to be involved in the process of creating, and so show yourself creating. Tell interesting stories and things that you've learned through voiceovers as you walk people through this. Right? Bring them into your space instead of just saying, here's my product. I hope you buy it. What's the meaning behind it? What inspired you to create it? Everybody thinks that their work is boring, but you're showing your work to people who have never seen it. Use your personality, share your story, share your inspiration, and really take the viewers on a journey. and be consistent with that and enjoy the process. And as you take those things to the Holy Spirit, really lock down on who your ideal customer is. Your product isn't for everybody. And so the more you know your specific audience, the better you will be able to market and sell to them in a way that doesn't feel salesy. You need to know them like they were your best friend, because then you're able to tailor your marketing and your copy and all of your content to their specific needs and desires. So that is where the most of your energy should be spent. So I hope that was helpful. Thank you so much again, Grace Ann, for submitting your question to the Clarity Cafe. If you would like to submit your question, you can click the link in the description box or in the show notes, and you might be featured on a future episode or in our weekly newsletter, Organize My Thoughts, which you can also join in the description box or show notes below. Alrighty, so let's go ahead and get into today's topic. We're talking about rejection sensitivity in business. Honestly, this is a topic that is so near and dear to my heart, because I cannot tell you how many times in the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey that I thought that all I had to do to be an entrepreneur was take a headshot with my arms folded and a serious face and have my pretty colors and my logo. That is exactly what I thought business was, and boy, was I surely disappointed. In the beginning, I had launched products, and I did my website, my landing page, my logo. I was feeling very confident in my product. I started making some content. And when I tell you, it was crickets, no sales, no clients, no emails, nobody knocking on my virtual door, like nothing. And I remember the first time I experienced that, I had that business idea from God and I was so confident. But because I didn't get any clients as soon as I launched the product, I felt like, okay, I must have heard God wrong. Like, I made a mistake. This is embarrassing. Like, I thought I was feeling so confident. I thought the product was great. Why is nobody buying? And then those questions started shifting internally, and I started doubting myself as an entrepreneur. I started doubting the voice of God. I started honestly feeling discouraged and feeling like it would just be easier for me to do something else, because clearly I'm not cut out for this business thing. And so if you can relate to any of those things, you probably experience what we're talking about today, which is rejection sensitivity. And it is exactly what it sounds like. It is an increased sensitivity to rejection when you're in business. When you launch something and you don't get the clients or the sales, and now you feel like you're a terrible entrepreneur, you feel like every idea that you have sucks, you immediately start discouraging yourself. Like, I want to read to you some of the symptoms of rejection sensitivity so that we can really dial down on if this is something that you're experiencing. One of the symptoms of rejection sensitivity is avoidance, right? If you experience something where it did not work out well in business, and now you are avoiding marketing yourself, you're avoiding pitching, you're avoiding showing up on camera, right? You're one of those people that says, I don't want to show my face. I just want to put it out there and see what happens. I don't want to be seen, right? All of those are symptoms of rejection sensitivity. And maybe at one point you were confident in the beginning, but when you didn't get the results that you were expecting, you started slowly and slowly and slowly shrinking. Another symptom of rejection sensitivity is overthinking. This is the premise of this entire podcast, because overthinking is one of those things that keeps us paralyzed and stuck in procrastination and delay and just all types of things. And so particularly in business, when you launch something and you don't get the results that you're looking for, you think it's a you problem. Right? You think that you are the issue, you have done something wrong, and nobody wants the products that you're selling. Like, it's all these things, right? And you start overthinking every move that you make, and it becomes extremely discouraging. Another symptom is replaying the last rejection in your mind over and over and over again. That rehearsal of that last rejection can also affect the next time you try to launch something. Maybe you take extra long in your planning process because you're trying to avoid fear of embarrassment or fear of failure. Maybe you're just like, you know what? I just can't even do it. Every time you try to start again, you think of that moment and you get paralyzed. And so you start procrastinating on the things that God has called you to do. Sometimes even that rehearsal of that moment where you felt rejected can even affect your ability to be confident in what God says, because now you're relying on excessive confirmation. You're constantly going back to God like, did you say this? Are you sure this is for me? You're probably in confusion, which brings me to my next symptom of rejection sensitivity, which is comparison. And honestly, it's easier said than done. I know for me, with so much exposure to what everybody else is doing and their timelines, it's one of those things where I have to be very sensitive with the things that I consume, because I can get easily distracted and start comparing myself because it seems like everyone else's pace in life is quicker. And so this is an area that I constantly have to surrender to the Lord, because I know the dangers of comparison. It makes you feel like your work is never enough. It makes you feel like your product or your service is never fully developed, because there's always something better that you can do to improve. And so now you're taking forever to launch things, right? You're second guessing your decisions. There are so many things that are associated with rejection sensitivity that we're not even aware of. And if we're not careful, these things can lead us to abandoning the business ideas and products and services completely, right? You can get to a point where you're so discouraged that you just walk away and you get stuck in that idea cycle where you start a project and then you start researching and doing all these things. Then you get distracted and then you just abandon it. And that cycle repeats over and over again. And before you know it, you have years where you have a bunch of unfinished products. And that alone is just so frustrating. So before I talk about some practical ways that you can overcome rejection sensitivity in business, because there are some key mindset shifts that will really help you in this area, I think it's important to talk about what the Bible says about the importance of endurance and patience in all things, not just in business. The first example that I want to give you is one of my favorite passages of scripture, and it's in Luke chapter 5, verses 4 through 7. And this is when Jesus is instructing Peter to cast his net again on a different side. And just some context for those of you who haven't read this particular passage. At this point, Peter has been fishing all night and he is exhausted. He is a skilled and trained fisherman, yet he's been out here for all of this time and he has not caught any fish. So during this time, Jesus tells Peter to cast his net again. Jesus is aware that he's exhausted. He's aware that he's been out here all this time, and he's aware that he's probably frustrated over it and just ready to go. And yet he still gives him this instruction. And Peter's response to Jesus really encouraged me, because it was so raw and authentic, but yet it was rooted in true trust in the Lord. Listen to his response. Peter says, "Master, we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let down the nets again." Peter took Jesus at his word, even in a place where he was exhausted. He was putting in all of the effort and not receiving any of the fruit, or fish in his case. And we experience the same thing in entrepreneurship. Some of you have been testing out your ideas for years. You've been doing all the things and you haven't received the harvest yet. You haven't received the clients. You're feeling very discouraged. And yet the Lord is telling you to keep going. You have all these moments that you're replaying and rehearsing in your mind of every time you launched something and you did what God said, but it didn't work out. And still, Jesus is saying the same thing to you. Do it again. Endurance is a part of business. And even though it's discouraging, and even though it feels like things will never change, the Lord has called you to entrepreneurship. And he didn't give you that business idea for it to fail. He didn't give you that business idea to embarrass you or to make you look dumb. He gave it to you as a seed. He gave it to you as a solution to solve a problem in the earth. And so just like Peter had to lay down his feelings and submit to the obedience of the Lord, we have to do the same thing. There are people that are attached to our obedience and people that are actually attached to our harvest. But if we get discouraged and grow weary and we just give up, we'll never reap that harvest. As Peter casted his net again, he pulled in a load that was so big that he needed help to bring it in, right? That harvest wasn't just for him. It was for everyone else that was with him. And it showed that God was with them. It showed the miracle working power of God to multiply your efforts and make them successful, right? This is an example of Jesus blessing the works of Peter's hands. And he will do the same thing for you, but you have to endure. Often, most entrepreneurs get their big break or their turnaround when they are at the point of exhaustion. So I don't think it's a coincidence that this particular story is recounted in the Bible, because even though it doesn't directly apply to business, well, technically it does because Peter was a fisherman by trade. But anyway, this example is so crucial. And so anytime that you feel like, you know what, God, I'm just not seeing the fruit of my efforts, I'm feeling discouraged, I'm feeling tired, you have to recognize that the Lord knows exactly how you feel, and he's given you that instruction to keep going. The Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, to not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. You're never going to experience the breakthrough that's connected to your business if you give up and just abandon it. Now, the next example that I want to share is about trusting what you heard the Lord say in spite of rejection. This is one of my favorite examples from the Bible of the story of Moses. And we know that God called Moses as a deliverer for the Israelites to lead them out of slavery from the Egyptians. And so one of the things that the Lord tells Moses to do is to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let the people go. Now, in this particular passage, I remember the first couple of times I read this, I was so irritated because Moses was rejected by Pharaoh over 10 times. 10 times Moses went to Pharaoh and told him to let the people go. And Pharaoh's heart became hardened. And he basically said, I don't care what you say or who sent you, I'm not letting y'all go. And I just imagine, like, every time Moses went to Pharaoh, how discouraging that must have been. And I wonder if he even questioned what the Lord has said, because sometimes you can experience so much rejection that you start questioning what you even heard. And yet Moses persisted. He continued to go to Pharaoh and trust that God would deliver his people. But that didn't mean that he didn't experience some times where he was like, God, why do you have me out here knowing that this man is going to say no? But God made him go back over and over again. And this actually reminds me of this time where God told me to launch an app for a ministry that I have. And the app was rejected over 10 times. Yet I heard God tell me that this was what he wanted me to do. And I couldn't understand, like, why would you have me go through all of these rejections if you knew that eventually it was going to go through? And this is something that you called me to do. I still don't have the answer to that question, but I can tell you that one thing it taught me was endurance. It taught me to trust God without evidence, right? I don't need to see proof in the natural now to move on what the Lord has called me to do. And that is something that has served me well in every area of my life, but especially in business. When God gives me a business idea, I no longer am questioning, like, God, are you sure? Every time I don't see the results that I want. I've learned that as I endure and, of course, apply business and marketing principles with the help of the Holy Spirit, I will see that fruit. Now, there are some times where the fruit isn't what I thought. However, it is still fruit, and fruit takes time to develop. So if you're in that place where you're feeling like, you know what, I don't know how much more rejection I can take. Honestly, you might as well get used to it, because there will be no's, but there will always be yeses as well. And you have to endure the no's to get to the yeses. So in light of everything I shared today, you know I have to give you some practical mindset shifts that you can apply in your life that will help you to overcome this rejection sensitivity in business. The first mindset shift that you have to make when it comes to enduring rejection in business is recognizing that consistency and endurance are a part of the business process, whether you are a believer or not. You're not just experiencing rejection in business as a believer. Any entrepreneur all around the world will experience rejection. The beauty of being a believer and experiencing this is that you can lean on the Holy Spirit to help you through this process. He is your counselor. He's your healer. And that's not just for physical wounds. That's also emotional and mental wounds, right? The Lord is the source of all wisdom, right? There are so many facets of the Lord that will help you through this area and strengthen you in this process. Patience, right? Long suffering. Those are fruits of the Spirit that the Holy Spirit will develop in you, even as an entrepreneur. So embrace those moments where when you experience a rejection, don't go inward and try to solve it yourself. Bring it to the Lord and say, God, this hurts, right? I'm having trouble separating my identity in you and my business, right? Me as an entrepreneur. That rejection that you experienced wasn't a personal dig on you. It was a part of business. It's just a part of business, and we have to recognize that our value and our worth doesn't come from how our products or our services perform. Our value and our identity is rooted in the Lord. And so you have to separate yourself. And I know it's hard because when you create these products and these services, they feel like babies being birthed. But at the end of the day, like, they are a separate entity from you, and they don't define your worth. So endure and be consistent even when you don't see that fruit. The second mindset shift that will help you to overcome rejection sensitivity in business is to recognize that every business idea has to be marketed. Even the most well-known brands in the world have to market. So as a beginner entrepreneur, no matter what you're selling, you have to market your product or service. And it's not just one time. You can't make one video and expect to have millions of sales despite what you see on social media, right? That is a process of constantly creating content, constantly putting out marketing efforts, making sure that they are tailored for your audience. And over time, you will begin to develop those sales and get those clients. But marketing is repetitive. Again, as an entrepreneur, you can't just stop marketing yourself after you get rejected a few times or don't get sales, because then you'll never reap the harvest. You have to endure that process. And if big brands like Coca-Cola and Nike spend all of this money on advertising, why do they do that? Because marketing is repetitive. We live in a generation where there are so many things competing for attention. So when you put out one piece of content, it's in a sea of thousands of videos and it will get lost. Part of marketing is becoming top of mind and making sure that people recognize your brand, they recognize your offers. And to do that, you have to be repetitive. They said that it takes a person almost 7 times to see something before they actually make a purchase. And I want to give you some examples of real life of how much people spend on marketing. Not that you have to spend this much, but just to remind you of the importance of consistency when it comes to marketing. In 2023, Coca-Cola spent $5 billion on marketing. Now, if you're listening to me right now, I'm pretty sure that you've heard of Coca-Cola. Why do they need to spend so much on marketing? Because there are tons of other soda products that they are competing with. People will forget. And the more you see something, the more you start to crave it, the more you think about it, the more you share it with your friends, the more you remember, and the more you buy. Your marketing efforts are what convinces people that your products are worth buying. And so you have to consistently show up. And it's not just Coca-Cola. In 2024, Nike spent around $2.4 billion in marketing. Pretty much everybody knows who Nike is. However, they consistently market their products because they're always developing new lines that reach different people. They know that they have other competitors, right? They know that marketing is a part of the business process, and they're not afraid to be repetitive. They're not afraid to put themselves out there. Nike isn't worried about whether you think that they're being too salesy or not, right? Because that's something that we do. We say, I don't want to spam people. I don't want to be too salesy. But a part of being a business owner is selling. And so you have to get comfortable with that. People can't buy a product that they don't know about, and they'll never know about it if you don't market it consistently. Now, the last mindset shift that will help you to overcome rejection sensitivity is remembering that it's not personal, okay? Your value, your identity is rooted in the Lord. He has already decided that you are valuable. He has already decided that you are loved. He has already decided that you are good and pleasing in His sight. And so whether your business performs well or not, you are still loved and valued by God. The vanity, the metrics, the sales, they don't define you as a person. So you have to remember that you and your business are separate. If you get a rejection or you don't get sales or you don't get clients immediately, it doesn't mean that you suck as a person. It doesn't mean that, you know, God doesn't love you. It doesn't mean that you heard God wrong. It's a part of the business process that has to be embraced. So breathe. Take a breath. God loves you. You are still called. You are still qualified by the Lord. And there will be people that are waiting for your products and services. And it requires endurance. It requires marketing. It requires sales strategy. But most important, it involves consistency. It involves you being able to endure some no's so that you can get to the yeses. So do not give up. I pray that the Lord will strengthen you. I pray that He will heal you from any wounds that you have experienced from rejection. I pray that he will remind you that your identity is rooted in him. I pray that he will fill you with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in business and strengthen you as an entrepreneur. I pray that he will give you insight and help you to study who is your target audience. The Holy Spirit is involved in every single area of your life, not just in faith things. He's involved in wisdom, in your relationships, in your timing, all of these things. So I pray that you will seek him with your whole heart and that you will sit at his feet and receive from him. And I pray most importantly that your confidence will be increased because you are called and God has qualified you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. This is going to wrap up this episode of the Organize My Thoughts podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to like and subscribe and also share the episode with your friends. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.